Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Through the month of March, Thinking Out Loud is going to visit some of the colleges and universities around our region to talk about what makes each one exceptional. Tonight, we talk about Stevens College. Now, you know Stevens is a women's college, but what does that mean? Socially and educationally, why is it important to have this opportunity for young women to learn in this unique environment? We talked to the president of the college, Diane Lynch, and to Professor Tina Park Sutherland. Higher education in Mid-Missouri this month. Tonight, we're at Stevens College. Class is open on KBIA. Hi, and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. The idea of a college, an institution of higher education dedicated to teaching young women, used to be very prominent in the United States. Columbia College started out as a women's college many years ago, and William Woods University in Fulton has been co-ed less than 20 years. A few dozen schools still exist in our country as women's colleges, including Columbia's Stevens College. Tonight we explore why a setting like this works for these young women and what's extraordinary in particular about Stevens College with the school's president, Diane Lynch, and one of the top educators at Stevens College, Tina Park Sutherland. That's ahead on Thinking Out Loud. It's Thinking Out Loud, KBIA. We are beginning this evening a series of four special programs through the rest of the month of March, talking about some of the great colleges and universities here in Mid-Missouri. Next week on the show, we'll be taking you to Jefferson City and visiting with some of our friends at Lincoln University. But to start the series, we are going to focus on one right here in Columbia, a Columbia institution dating back almost 200 years, Stevens College. And our friend Diane Lynch, the president of Stevens College, joins us. She's been on the program before. Wonderful to see you again, though. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We are wanting to talk this evening about Stevens College, and I mentioned the history of it, and let's just kind of start by getting into that. 1833, and this is just something that's been an institution in Columbia for a very, very long time.
Yes. In fact, in many ways, Columbia grew up around Stevens College. One of our greatest assets is the fact that we're located right in the middle of downtown Columbia, Missouri, and the university has grown up all around us,
sure.
And we're this little tiny enclave of women's education.
And I guess that's what we want to get to right away, is just kind of the importance of that, because that sounds like something rather unusual. I mean, there was a time when that was very common, and there were lots of schools for girls and for women.
Yes.
It's 2015. Why is that still important?
Women's education has a place in the higher education marketplace. What happens on a women's campus and in classrooms that are dedicated to the success and the confidence and the development of women are incredibly valuable in a world in which women still are not at equity and par in terms of opportunity, in terms of salary, in terms of professional work as men. And so we believe that a women's institution may not be the right place for every young woman,
mm-hmm.
but for those young women for whom it is the right place, it is transformational.
We had you on the show, it seems like just weeks after you landed in Columbia.
Yes,
I remember going into your office. She had candy. That's always a good way to make friends with me, is to have chocolate around. And that was when?
That was in 2009.
2009. So you've been here six years. 6 years now. You've had the opportunity over that time to see not just the evolution over that time of Stevens College, but I'm sure to talk with a lot of alums. One of the things I'm always so impressed with Stevens College is a remarkably strong group of alums that care very
yes.
deeply about the school, that stay plugged in, that stay a part of it. And that's got to be very satisfying for you as you see people come back and talk about the successes that they've had in life and the role that Stevens played in that.
Well, that goes back to what I just said, and that is that Stevens is a very extraordinary place for the development of young women. And so they remember that this is the place where they became their best selves, and they develop lifelong friendships. The network and the community of women who feel deeply about the institution and about other Stevens women is really extraordinary. And in a world where networking matters, where opportunity is about
sure.
opening doors, our current students recognize the value of that network. It's global. And one of our students wants to go to New York City for an internship in the summer, and we can get on the phone and call folks, and they will allow that student to sleep on their couch. Or, yeah, come on, well, you know, live with me until you can get settled. There's a family sort of connection to it. True. That is really exceptional.
Diane Lynch, president of Stevens College, with us. We talked before about this, but people who have been in Columbia for a while, I came here in the mid-80s, late 80s, and Stevens was struggling. There was a time when the college really was kind of back on its heels a little bit, it looked like. There's been a real transformation, it seems like, over the last 10 or 15 years at Stevens, and things have really kind of changed there, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think we look back, and it's true of many institutions, small institutions and women's colleges. It was a difficult time as we transitioned into becoming an institution for the future of young women, rather than being bound by some of the expectations and the traditions of the past. Again, I've been here 6 years, and we have had a balanced budget and revenue generation and growing enrollments, and the endowment is up. And on every metric of a higher education institution, Stevens is moving forward. We have all kinds of new programs. We're starting a new physician assistant program, which is very exciting, in partnership with hospitals in the area.
Mm-hmm.
We have three new creative arts programs, performing arts programs. We have a new BFA in vocal music. We have a new BFA in theater, in musical theater. I mean, there's just so many things happening. We're this little tiny but very energetic. I talk about us being a kayak in the mm-hmm. in the water, and down the street is the ocean liner of the University of Missouri. And we have our strengths, and sometimes the ocean liner, we follow in their wake, and sometimes I think we run circles around them.
There, it's interesting, you brought up the PA program, and that's something that, for all of the excellent things they do with the School of Medicine here at Mizzou, they don't have a program in that. They do at State, but not here at Mizzou. So that's a real growth area. But one of the things you talked about that I really want to ask you about is a couple of things in the performing arts, the vocal theater and some of the other things there. When you think about the tradition of Stevens, there's such an unbelievable legacy there of great performers. The dance program is always something I've gotten to see the show that they do there several times, and it's always just wonderful. There's been some really talented people come through in the theatrical arts and performing arts.
Well, indeed, and that's still the case. I think one of the things that we talk about the future of the college, and what we have determined, is that Stevens is going to do a few things extraordinarily well. We are only going to do what we can do at a level of quality that sets the standard in the market. And so what we have become and what we have committed to is that we are an institution of creative arts and health sciences. That's mm-hmm. what we do, and that's what we do better than anybody, or what we are aspiring to and investing in doing better than anybody. And so performing arts is, as you say, it's our history, it's our tradition, it's the gold standard. And so, yes, we have had hundreds, if not thousands, of really talented, extraordinary performers who've come through and who continue to come back. We have a new dean of performing arts who came to us from American University, and Gail Humphreys-Martirosian, and she has global connections. And so we are starting to bring extraordinary performers from around the world back to Stevens. So it's growing, and it's getting better every day.
Life for the students there. I mean, we're going to talk all this month about the fact that there are so many institutions of higher learning, large and small, throughout mid-Missouri. Life for students is going to be a little bit different at all of these. Columbia College does things very differently yes. than Mizzou does, than Stevens yes. does, even though we're all just, you know, a nice day's walk away from one another. Talk about what life is like for the young ladies at Stevens, and what kind of atmosphere you're trying to promote there.
Life at Stevens is all about young women. It's all about them. We always say it's all about you. That's what this is. When you are at Stevens College, when you are in our classrooms, when you are in our residence halls, we know you, we care about you, we see you three-dimensionally. We know everything we need to know that you choose to share with us. I always say, we're not stalking you. It's nothing to know. It's not weird or icky. But we do. And so they're individuals, and we see them as individuals. And we believe, as part of our mission, that a young woman deserves to be seen and heard. That's what they want. At 18, you want somebody to see you, recognize your value, and help you become the woman you know you can be.
And it's been obviously a while, but I remember when I was looking at schools, and on the one hand, my folks went to Oklahoma State and I'd grown up following cowboy sports. Yeah. On the other hand, I looked at some much smaller schools. And that's one of the things that people always talk about with the smaller schools is that individual attention and the feeling like you're not lost in a class of 400 people at a seminar.
And our faculty are deeply devoted to that relationship and to that understanding. We have an open door policy. I mean, we are very, very strong community, and we again believe that students should learn to have an opinion, express an opinion, do so respectfully, but expect a result. And so sometimes our students will come and they'll have an opinion, and I have an open door. They come to see me all the time. Every day I meet with students. Every day they come up for chocolate. I have chocolate in my office. We spend $100 a week on chocolate for my office. I do, not the college. So that they will come up, so that they feel comfortable, and I can say to them, "Come on up, stop by." And you can say that as a president. You can say that to a student, and they're like, "Yeah, yeah," but they won't unless it's 3 o'clock and they're walking across campus and they think, "I'm hungry. Diane says there's chocolate." And then they come up. And what that means is that the next time they come up and they say hello, and the third time they'll come up and say, "Can I talk to you about something?"
Right.
And so it's an open door, but it's a welcoming. And so what happens is that, believe it or not, they develop opinions, and they're very strong opinions. And sometimes my senior staff and I will talk about the fact that a student will come in and have talk about something, and they'll say, "Well, you know, they shouldn't be complaining." And it's like, no, we are educating Stevens women, and Stevens women are women who have an opinion and are not afraid to share it. So it's a culture of openness. It's a culture of inclusion. It's a culture dedicated to those students in every part of their lives. But it's also a culture that is in the middle, as I said, in the middle of this enormous university town surrounded by, yes, boys.
Yes,
boys. And so we are very, very women-centered in their life experience and in their learning experience. And we are extremely co-ed in their social experience. I mean, some of the guys across the street over at Brookside stand on those little balconies with bullhorns and yell, "Stevens women!" So
I used to live on Melbourne. I was 21 and single when I moved to town, and I lived on Melbourne before I met Mrs. Helwedge. So I never thought to go that far, but past and striking up conversations.
They're not shy.
Beyond that part of it, though, talk about the relationship between Stevens and the community in both directions.
Oh, again, we believe that we are a very important central part of Columbia, Missouri, and we take great pride in being the gateway into downtown. We have invested millions of dollars in the last 5 years in upgrading the campus, in beautifying the campus, in the bridges. And we just spent $1 million renovating Hickman Hall on the corner of College and Broadway.
Right.
And so we believe very deeply that we have a role to play in the community, both in terms of its gateway, but in terms of just being citizens of the community. We do everything we can to bring community members onto our campus. We've acquired TRIPS. We've acquired TRIPS, which is a theater reaching young people in schools, if you don't know. And it is an extraordinary children's theater program. Jill Womack is now an employee of the college. And so again, we renovated Hickman Hall for 4 TRIPS, and we have hundreds of children coming onto our campus and learning to become their best selves, singing, dancing, and acting through TRIPS. So again, we are developing those partnerships and that kind of outreach to the community in ways that I think reminds the community of what an important part of their community Stevens is.
And then when we talk about student life beyond going to class and boys yelling at you with bullhorns from the apartment across the street, everybody knows what a sports guy I am, and there has been a really remarkable growth in intercollegiate athletics at the school and new teams being added and the basketball program really growing. And I stay in touch and still know Dave Pavlovich and the great work that Dane did there. But I want to mention Deb Duren because she's done a remarkable job. And what's being done there you know, I talk with athletes every day, so I get that it's more than just it's fun to watch basketball games and cheer rah, rah, rah. There's something to what this does for people that are able to participate in it.
Oh, there's no question about it. And again, in terms of our growth and the things that we're able to do, Stevens is back on a very solid financial footing, and it allows us to invest. I happen to be the president of our athletic conference, the AMC, mm-hmm. and the NAI, and I agreed to do that relatively early after I arrived because I knew we needed to move in that direction. And frankly, unlike you, Darren, I have not been a huge sports fan or,
sure.
or certainly not a participant. And so I knew I needed to learn about what this meant and how institutions were engaging students in this way. And that's exactly what we've done. We now have a new competitive cheer and dance team, which we've just started. We started a soccer team, which is growing. It's tripled in size. And yes, I keep saying, you know, we're in growing mode here when we
sure.
are developing, and we have several new full-time coaches, which we had not had in the past. And so we are out recruiting, and we are doing things in a more intentional kind of way. But it's all about Deb Duren. Deb Duren is the heart and soul, not only of our athletic program, but of our student services, student affairs, student life program. She has been probably, I would say, one of the most influential people in the culture of Stevens ever. She's a very special Stevens woman.
And a remarkable kind of lens on how athletic opportunity has changed for women over the years, because she was a tremendous athlete over at Hickman High School and didn't have, you know, there no Title IX back in
exactly.
those days, didn't have the opportunities the young women do now.
Yes.
And it's so great for people to be able to talk to somebody like that and just get reminded of this isn't something to take for granted, man.
Absolutely not. And again, she was at University of Missouri as a coach, and then she came to Stevens, and she has been a faculty member, and she has, of course, been a coach, and she's athletic director, and it's so fun to sit next to her at any kind of game. I mean, she hardly ever misses a game of any kind, but to sit next to her at a game, and she'll just be very still. She's very, you know, or
yeah.
she's very calm, but I was at a game with her a couple of weeks ago, and there was a play, and it was a really important play, and I tend to be exuberant in my responses, so I'm stomping my feet and, you know, whatever, and
yes.
I looked over, and she went, yes! And I thought, that's the most expressive I've ever seen her, but boy, she feels every moment of it inside.
Well, as people who listen to the show are aware, and as I've told you before, I come from a house full of professors, and I always love talking to a university administrator that enjoys bragging on her faculty and bragging on her professors.
You know, you ask any one of our students why they love Stevens, and they are passionate about Stevens. I've been in higher ed 25 years. I've never seen students as passionate about their institution and their experience there. But if you ask them, what is it that you love about Stevens? They won't say it's the chocolate in the president's office, although they love it. What they will say is the faculty. They will say, the faculty care about me. The faculty know exactly what I need. They encourage me, but they push me. You know, I love it when they say, I never thought I could work this hard. Right now on our campus, from this time of year until May, it's not, I don't want to say it's insane, but the level of energy and the level of work and the buzz as students prepare for their final projects and their internships is unlike anything I've ever seen. They're there to work. They're there to become their best selves, and they do it 24 hours a day. Well, no, they do it 18 hours a day, and they sleep a little bit.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and in the middle of that somewhere or other, they manage to find time to go to the Tigers games and to football and to cross the street to Brookside.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
You can find out more if you'd like about everything happening here in Columbia at Stevens College at the website. It's stevens.edu. It's Stevens with a PH, stevens.edu. The president of the school, Diane Lynch, always wonderful to see you. Thank you so much for coming in, Diane.
That was a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, it's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA, and all this month we are kind of taking a tour around some of the colleges and universities of Mid-Missouri. Next week on the show, Trevor Harris is going to take us to Jefferson City to visit Lincoln University. In a couple of weeks, we will be talking about what's going on at Columbia College, and then we will wrap up the month of March in Kirksville with our friends at Truman State. But today, of course, we're putting the focus on Stevens College, and our next guest has been a part of the school since 91, been there for a while now, a professor of literature and creative writing and women's studies, and in addition is the director of Humanities and Women's Studies and General Education. That's an awful lot going on there. Tina Park Sutherland, Professor, thank you so much. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. That was 1991, not 1891.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got that. I'm glad we got that straightened out. You've got a lot going on there. Just kind of talk a little bit about what that all means in a nutshell. What your day is all about.
What my day is all about. 20 hours a day is what my day is all about. Very little sleep. I teach three courses, mostly writing and literature courses, women's studies courses, and I kind of manage the herd of faculty that do humanities and general education, and I also manage the curriculum committee, which means all the curriculum that we teach passes under my pen, so we're pretty busy.
The curriculum being women-centered and being around women's studies. Why is that important? What is the advantage of teaching in that way, not just for the women in your school, for the community and the society as a whole?
Well, I think that, first of all, when we talk about women-centered, we mean, first, that we use gender as a category of analysis across any field. So
I'm in a science class. How does this affect women? I'm in a math class.
How does it differentially affect men and women?
Right,
is the kind of question.
Okay,
sure. Has the research? I taught a team taught a women in science course years back with a scientist, and one of the questions we asked is how does the research that's been done, for instance, on medicine, how does that leave women behind, since, for instance, at heart disease, almost all of the research that was done was done on men initially.
Yeah, done by men, about men. Men
using
were the
men
study
subjects. Yeah, right. And so it has some life and death implications. but aside from that, using our people, our women and our students, girls and women, and in the undergraduate school. Graduate schools are always coeducational in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have graduate programs that men are in.
Right.
The world that we live in right now is an incredible time to be a girl. It's incredible because the challenges that girls face around the world have never been more obvious. Now, I don't think they are worse, perhaps, but they've never been more obvious.
Yeah.
When Boko Haram steals 200 schoolgirls and sells them on the open market, we hear about it now. And more than that, all the big international, global organizations, the United Nations, the World Bank, all those people realize that it's helping girls, giving their money to help girls get an education, to help them be safe, help them not get married at 11. On their futures rests the futures of all of us, because the world will not solve its problems if girls continue to be chattel.
You waste the brain power, the abilities, the gifts, the potential of half the people in the world.
Chairman Mao famously said, you know, when he outlawed foot binding in China in the early part of the 20th century, that he was not going to disable half the sky, right? Because the women held up half the sky. But it's more than that. There's a differential when the World Bank gives money to people to try to, like, let's say microloans to start up little businesses around the world, just tiny microloans, right? If they give that to men, it does not usually help the men. They drink it away. This is true. I'm not making it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds anti-male, and I don't mean to be, but the patriarchal structure has privileged men enough so that they don't feel like they have to take care of other people first. Mm-hmm. But you give this money to women, as the recent Nobel Prize winners have told us, right?
Yeah.
You help a whole village. And it's really true. It's just not claptrap. It's really true. Let me bring that just back to Stevens.
Yes.
Okay, so what we need to do, we're sitting here in the lap of privilege, right?
Yeah.
Our kids are not going to get stolen by Boko Haram, right? So What we need to do is, first of all, educate our students to have them understand what it means to be a girl and a woman around the world, not just here at home, and then to activate them so that the world can become a better place for everybody. So that's the deal with general education. It's a very activist, a very pointed curriculum.
Okay, you used the word there that was kind of going in the direction I was thinking at this point, because some of these women will go out into the world and work for an NGO or work for a governmental agency that will be directly involved in this. And some of them are going to go and be actors and actresses. Some of them are going to go into the field of medicine. Some of them are going to go run a store, who knows what. But having that awareness and the ability to get involved and change things in the community, that's not just something for Hillary Clinton. That's something everybody has to
be
involved with.
And everybody can engage in social justice work no matter what they're doing.
Terrific. So that's where the educational purpose for the entire student body and not just for the
specific team. And this is my vision.
Great. Well, sure. Right. Sure, I understand that. Tina Park Sutherland with us in our final moments here. I want to just make this as direct as possible. You've been there since 1991 at Stevens College. Talk about why, what it is that's kept you there and what's so special about this particular institution.
I was up in Alaska, where I taught Native Studies for 10 years, with an MFA in creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
And Alaska collapsed during the late 80s because of an oil prices bottomed out. And the university declared financial exigency, and we were on the road, right, with two little babies. So we came down to the United States to the lower 48. And I decided, we kind of flipped a coin who would go do a PhD between my husband and me. And I ended up doing a PhD at the University of Michigan in literature. But my interests, formed a lot by my work with Eskimo people in Alaska, became a woman-focused kind of interest, so a cross between literature and women's studies. So my research was in in the area of intersection there.
Sure.
And so when I went on the job market, there was a women's college, and I thought I should put my money where my mouth was. And I came and fell in love with the intimate teaching that we do with this mission, this social justice advocacy mission.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think I'd be happy teaching in a world that really doesn't have an advocacy mission.
Listen, we want to thank you a lot for coming in. We've learned a lot over the last half hour with you and Dr. Lynch about Stevens College and the unique educational mission and the wonderful leaders for our society that are being produced there. Tina Park Sutherland, thank you so much for your time today. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
And that is our program for this evening, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Our thanks once again to Professor Tina Park Sutherland and the president, Diane Lynch, from Stevens College. Remember, we are on campus all month. Next week, it's Lincoln University. And also next week, with spring on the way, we're going to have a segment of Farm Your Yard you won't want to miss. And then later in March, we're going to take you to Columbia College and Truman State University. Be sure to catch up with past Thinking Out Loud shows on our website. Go to kbia.org. Click on Programs for Thinking Out Loud. Thinking Out Loud is also on Facebook and Twitter. So you can follow us or like us or whatever you do. Just search for KBIA Thinking Out Loud on Facebook or Twitter. We're back next week with another Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Till then, for Associate Producer Trevor Harris, I'm Darren Helwedge. Have a great evening.